Well, the Eastern Tunnel is all closed off. I guess I gotta go get an army together so that I can clean that out, because it's not like I want to do the physical labor. Oh, hi! Welcome back to Cytanium Mine. I am, of course, Cytanium, and just ignore me pondering what I'm going to do about that small rock collapse that we had in one of the tunnels. Not a problem. Everything is fine. Everything's great. Just ignore it. On this episode, I thought I would talk to you a little bit about a game that's a little old, but is new to me, which is Mountain Blade Warband. This is not, of course, to be confused with Mountain Blade 2 Bannerlord that a lot of people are probably familiar with. This is the time where I get to complain about games, because a lot of times when I'm talking about a game that I've played, I want to tell you about the great stuff that's in it and the problems that I found. But I'm gonna be honest with you, I had more problems than I had compliments when it came to this particular game. I honestly don't know where to start with this game, so I'm going to just start at the start. We'll start at the beginning. Mountain Blade Warband puts you in the shoes of a character that you created, gives you a little bit of a backstory, and then sets you down in one of the towns in this map. And immediately throws you into a battle with a bandit that you may fail, you may succeed, but the overall end of this is that you meet a merchant who kind of gets you on the path of a few basic missions that you're supposed to take on. In a lot of ways, this is structured to be sort of a strategy game that is also an RPG. You're supposed to take your equipment, get better equipment, do a lot of trading from one city to another, take on missions so that you can get money, so that you can essentially start getting a large army under your control, because you can start paying to have mercenaries join you. You can pay for special units, hero units, essentially, and outfit them accordingly. They have stats and abilities all of their own. And the idea is that eventually you'd be able to get enough of an army together that you could take on entire settlements, that you could actually take holds of your own, and that you could start cities and city building. That's the idea. In addition to doing the basic character creation of your backstory, they also have a list of your stats, skills, and weapon proficiencies that you can set at the beginning of the game. And it makes it pretty clear up at the front that there are a lot of different ways to play this game. Well, that's what they tell you. Some of them are basic combat abilities, your ability to hit things with a sword or a staff, your ability to shoot things with an arrow or a spear. You know, basically these kinds of things. If you're good in horseback combat, these sort of things that are basic warfare mechanics. The tutorial is all about that, actually. How you block, how you hit, being on horseback, trying to shoot targets from horseback, and all of that. And then there's also a lot of social skills, trading skills, medical skills that you can take on that help with your party, that help with you personally accruing wealth and persuading other people. There's a lot of skills in that. Now, I say that that is what is all supposed to be, because the truth of the matter is, once you get into the game, it doesn't necessarily feel like they're pushing you towards an open-ended idea of what you can do. There is definitely a focus on trying to get you combat ready and build up an army so that you can go and attack others and defend yourself against attackers. And that is unfortunately one of its biggest issues. So the training did not really make me feel any more secure or confident about the experience I was going to have once I got into the main game. The training basically takes you through, like, okay, here's how you do the melee combat. The second I started doing the melee combat, though, I realized that there was something real fishy about this. So on the controller, it asks you to do various moves with your sword when you're practicing. Those moves ask you to rotate the control stick in a direction that you're planning on swiping. But that control stick, by the way, also moves your camera. So as you move your camera, you are controlling the movement of your sword. You can see where this might be a little bit of an issue, because as I pan my viewpoint away from the thing I'm trying to hit, that also informs that I want to swipe at the thing that I am trying to hit. And this makes combat very, very stubborn. It doesn't want to do what you want it to do. Blocking is very much the same thing. I have to direct my blocks when attacks are coming at me. And this would be an interesting system if I didn't already see it and hate it in a game called Kingdom Come Deliverance, because that's what it reminded me of. Maybe not quite as literal an interpretation where I have to direct the attacks in one way or another, but the idea that I'm using my control stick to direct those attacks. Then we get to the archery part. The archery part is also kind of annoying because you have to hold down your trigger until the reticle gets as small as it possibly can, and then it starts to expand back out. But even at its, you know, pinnacle, the smallest part, I still couldn't seem to hit targets, even when I was squarely on them, because when your proficiency isn't very high, your ability to actually shoot things in general is pretty low. Even when you go into first-person mode and you try to do it, you're not getting very far. It's a lot of trial and error, and it's not particularly great when you know that eventually you're going to be fighting people in a field, and they are much less likely to miss while you're trying to hit them with an arrow. This gets even worse, honestly, when you get onto horseback. Now you are galloping, and you have to aim your bow and arrow at targets while you're galloping in one direction, or try to hit things with a lance, but you also have trouble directing that, so you kind of have to run directly into your targets to hit them. It's not an elegant system, but they put you through it like, oh great, now you're completely trained. You are prepared for this deadly world you are going into, with multiple kingdoms fighting each other all the time, and taking over various land, and roaming bandits. Congratulations! And off you go. And then the first thing that they make you do is engage in a combat. So they're really programming you to believe that combat is going to be the main focus of the game. My first attempt was kind of leaning into that, you know, being a character that could hold their own in combat. And I found that it didn't help me in actual battles, because they would always give you far more to bite off. I tried to, like, raid some villages, and the villagers came at me, and even though I'm a trained warrior, and they were literally, like, peasants with some pitchforks, the thing is that they just throw, like, 50 at you, and it doesn't take very long before they just swarm you and knock you out, and you get nothing from it but a lot of wounds and a lot of wounded pride. Even once I started to accrue some troops that I paid for, that I have upkeep costs on, salaries to deal with, they fell pretty fast when peasants came at them. Even when I tried to upgrade them, they fell pretty fast. I kept thinking to myself, in order to actually take on this peasant army, you would have to have an actual army. Ironically, though, when I was tasked with preparing those peasants for a bandit raid, I took a long time, days, training 7 troops, and then ended up losing handily to the bandits that were raiding the camp, even while I was actively engaged with them. For the record, after that, I failed the mission. So I went through all of that training process for absolutely nothing. I trained all of this ragtag group so they could get slaughtered immediately by a roaming band of bandits, and I got knocked out and literally had no reward for all the hard work and trouble that I put into it. So that kind of shows you what kind of game this is. Worse yet, you get onto the main map, and you will just get accosted by bandits when you're going from one city to another. They're going to want you to pay them money. money is a pretty scarce resource, especially at the beginning. It's very hard to get a certain amount of it, and you have upkeep costs, obviously, and you have to pay money for any kind of trading goods that you might want to move from one city to another. We're going to get to that in a minute. But they'll cost you, and they'll say that I need this much money. Now, if you don't have that much money, you are going to be forced into a battle with them. Unfortunately, those battles usually don't go very well. I had several occasions where I actually had more troops than they did, and I simply got wiped out. I saw several of the enemies fall, but it basically said, no, you wounded a couple of them, but they, like, killed all your people. After that happens, those bandits kidnap you and drag you around the map for a while. While they're dragging you around the map, they start stealing stuff that you have on you. So if you don't have enough gold to pay off the bandits, and you don't have enough money to pay for the troops that you need to not die to the bandits, which is pretty much all of your money and all of the troops, you're basically bound to get your butt handed to you and get everything that you've been trying to trade from one port to another stolen. So I thought to myself, well, you know what? Maybe battle just isn't for me. Maybe I should try a trading character. So I started anew with a new character, and I made her a trading character. Right? The backstory for her was that she was a shopkeep, and then she was a merchant, and now she's in trading, and I just tried to direct everything towards, like, intelligence and charisma, and then we're going to try and pump up things like your carrying capacity and your ability to trade and get better prices and check market prices. Okay. Once you get to that part, you realize that they really didn't spend as much time on that aspect. I would look at prices, and they would tell me, oh yeah, well, this is, you think that you can get this much more money at this port. And they always give you another town that is on the other side of the map that is going to take you days to get to. The reason I say they didn't really spend as much time on this is because they're giving you the prices of what you might be able to get then and there. Not the prices that you're going to get once you get to that area. So the prices kind of end up being ridiculous. That you would have any information. You could get 90 more dinars when you get to this port that's on the other end of the map that takes you a couple days to get to by horseback. And then by the time you get there, you're like, oh, I got like 20. Great. I'm so glad I invested all of my points in trading for this very simple thing. More importantly, as you're just going through the streets or trying to get to different areas of the town, you'll occasionally just get accosted by more bandits and have to get into a fight you cannot escape from. It will just happen randomly. And if you fail those, you're now going to lose some of your gold and your trade that you're trying to get from one port to another. And by the way, your entire army doesn't join you for that, nor do your other heroes that you might have collected along the way. So all the time, they are trying to force you into being a combat-oriented character. I just didn't like that. There's a lot of ways that you can mitigate that so that you can try different builds. But they just didn't want to do that. It's also a little hard to navigate the world. It's not like the towns are necessarily open-ended. You have like a world map that you go along, and then when you get to a town, there's different areas that you can jet in and out of to meet people. But there's really nothing in the way of, like, waypoints. I like the idea that if I went to the taverns or something like that, and I found specific characters, they would come on my journey. And sometimes you had to pay them, sometimes you didn't. Sometimes they just wanted to go on the adventure, and that can really help. It encourages you to go to different areas of towns when you encounter them, and cities. But the overall takeaway I had from the game was that it just felt clunky. The whole thing felt clunky. They wanted to promote the combat above all else, even if you don't have a combat-related character. And they wanted to create this idea that you just build this giant army, which I was never able to do because I never had enough money to do that. And once I started to build up an army of like 7 or 8 characters, a bandit group would just come up to me and confront me on the main map and tell me, I need all this money now. And I couldn't intimidate them. And there was no option to do so. There was no option for negotiation, even though I was a trading character. And I obviously didn't have the money because I had spent all my money on trying to get more troops. And then they want to fight me. And then it turns out that all of them, there's more of them, first of all, and they're all on horseback, and they just run roughshod over my entire group, kill them all off. Now I'm left with no trade goods, I'm left with no money, and I'm left with no troops, and this is just part of the game. As a trading character, it's annoying, and it's frustrating, and it just makes you not want to play the game. I have not played Bannerlord. I'm not averse to playing it because maybe they fixed a lot of these problems or changed the actual way that the game plays. But in terms of this, Warband basically asks you to be a combat character regardless of what kind of character you want to create, and then makes the combat really clunky and tricky and hard, even out of the gate, even against peasants with pitchforks. And I have to say, I don't like it. I just simply don't. There doesn't seem to be anything strategic about it. Even though it seems to want to be strategic. A lot of the systems that are in the game, I didn't even understand. You can always try to steal cattle. I never had cattle in my inventory. So I don't know. Maybe once I got a town. But how am I supposed to get money when there's bandits always running around taking all of my money and supplies when I try to trade wine from this city on one side of the map to this city on the other side of the map? It's so frustrating. It's like you can't get ahead in the game. And that's where my annoyance came in. Okay, so this is the point where I would tell you about an alternative to a game, and I'm sure you're interested in what that would be, especially because I cannot really in any way, shape, or form suggest that you play Mountain Blade Warband. I really didn't like it. Certainly hope Bannerlord was better, but as far as Warband, no. I'd just say, just a hard pass for me. So, I couldn't really tell you what kind of game you're looking for. There's some games that I might suggest if you're looking for the nation-building aspect. There are games that I might suggest if you're looking for the giant combat sort of game. And there are ones that I would say for like a medieval RPG. It's hard to tell exactly what you are looking for if this game interests you. However, the one that I always kept thinking about, and I kind of mentioned it earlier, so I'm surprised that I'm going to mention it now, is Kingdom Come Deliverance. Actually, Kingdom Come Deliverance probably had the most things in common with Warband out of any of the games I could think of. There is an overarching map when you are trying to fast travel from one place to another. You will occasionally get accosted by, bandits on the highway. You do have the ability to have that convoluted and very complex sort of combat scenario, where you have to learn how to swipe with your sword and block and parry and all of that good stuff. So if you like that kind of thing, it has that all over. But the thing about it is, Kingdom Come Deliverance, to its credit, does actually promote other ways of playing the game. And actually does have a fully open world environment. It's not pieced out in these smaller sections of individual cities. You can go through all of those fields. You can go off the beaten path. You can go into the woods. And while combat is very difficult, you do get better at it over the course of time. And you start to find other workarounds if you don't like the system, where maybe you can avoid combat, or maybe you can try to like stealth kill without them realizing it. Or you just come up with better ways of dealing with stuff. It's generally more satisfying because it allows you more options in how you address situations. So I would say that if this sounds like an interesting concept, but you were looking for something that had more meat on the bones, Kingdom Come Deliverance is probably your best option. Now, granted, it is not as good as other, like, RPG, action RPGs that are out there. I kind of say Kingdom Come Deliverance is, imagine Skyrim, but without any of the monsters or dragons or magic systems or anything that's fantastical, and it was just sent in, like, a feudal version of Bohemia, and also they made the combat system way too complex for its own good. It's that. So not spectacular, but definitely a big improvement over what they were trying to do here. All right, so I'm going to go try to figure out what I can do with that tunnel. And I know that you're looking to get out of here, so the second I turn my back, you are probably out the door. So here we go. I've turned my back, and... Yep. Nice of you to drop by.